Number 5.
Now, listen to part of a lecture on evolutionary theory.
Today I'd like to take a look at the theories which describe Foster's rule of island dwarfism and gigantism. The most commonly documented evolutionary change on an island is dwarfism. This tends to occur with larger animals and has been found in many different groups, from dinosaurs to species of elephants and even island groups of early humans. The strongest theory for why large animal species evolved to become smaller concerns the smaller amount of food available on islands. Basically, smaller animals require less food and are therefore less likely to die from lack of food, meaning the genes for these smaller individuals are passed on to the next generation. On the other hand, Foster's rule also describes a process called island gigantism. It is often more difficult for larger, carnivorous animals to reach islands, meaning that small animal species find themselves in a situation where there are few predators. Examples of island gigantism include the dodo, which evolved from a pigeon-sized bird, up to the giant birds in New Zealand, which were taller than a man. Many larger island species died out shortly after the arrival of humans to the islands. This is thought to be either because they were hunted directly by humans, or more commonly, were killed by predators brought along with the humans, such as dogs, cats, and rats.
Give yourself 30 seconds to prepare your response to the following question. Then speak for 60 seconds. Describe the process of island dwarfism and gigantism and the incidents that happened to many island giants.